Someday when my last line is written, someday when I've drawn my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there.
Thank you so much. Do you like dobro playing by any chance? We have been fortunate enough. This young man has been a member of Blue Highway for the past 18 years. As a matter of fact, all five of these guys were the original five guys that stepped on stage at Blue Highway back in 1994. Yeah. It was all just a bunch of boys back then, wasn't we?
Yeah, we still are, I guess.
We had ponytails and mullets and
all kind of different hairdos. Now there's not enough hair between the five of us to make one ponytail. What happened?
The only other full-time member of Blue Highway that's ever been a part of Blue Highway is a Gettysburg native, a young man named Tom Adams, played with us for a couple of years, and that was a joy. Tom's a great, great musician. Jason got married on us and decided that he'd rather spend time with his new wife and riding all over the country with a bunch of hairy-legged pickers. And I don't know what was up with that. But,
figure. He was off about right around 2 years, and he and his wife had seven children during that time.
No twins. Nah, I don't know how they managed that. But anyhow, when Jason decided he wanted to come back, Tom decided he was going to move on to something else. So we're all back together now, but this young man has been with us for the past 18 years. He is the 13-time and reigning IBMA Dobro Player of the Year. Yeah. But what do you expect from a kid born and raised in the home of bluegrass music, San Francisco, California? Yes, he was.
He's cool.
Would you please make welcome? He now lives in Franklin, Tennessee. That's Mr. Rob Ikes on the Dobro.